scripture that you just heard from Romans poses a question for us as Christians gathered here today. We know we're patriotic. We know that we, especially here in Fayetteville, are enthusiastic about supporting our troops. The question is, are we as enthusiastic about being children of God? Are we, in fact, children of God? One thing about living in this day and time is we want to make God for just everybody. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to live up to any standards. We talk about God is love, which He really is. But God's just going to take care of everybody. That all people are God's children. And that's just not true according to Scripture. It's just absolutely not true. That's American sentimentality. For people who aren't serious about understanding the Word of God. That we're not nearly as enthusiastic about knowing what God requires of us as we do about what our country requires of us. And it doesn't bother us a bit. But today is Pentecost Sunday as well as Memorial Day weekend. It is a time for us to look at that issue and ask that question, are you a child of God? Because there's only two ways that you become a child of God, and we don't qualify for the first one. That means you're called by God as His chosen people. We're out of that. The other way is to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that's what Pentecost is all about. That proclamation, that marvelous news, that powerful event. Last Sunday, we celebrated Ascension Sunday, where Jesus, before He ascended into heaven, talked to His disciples and told them to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father that you be clothed in power. And this morning when Robert read from the book of Acts, we hear that that power came in the form of the Holy Spirit. A power that transformed ordinary Galilean men and women so that they could speak languages they never spoke before, that people gathered around could hear and be amazed and wonder what was going on, and they thought they were drunk. Of course, I've never heard drunk people start speaking in foreign languages. I've heard a lot of mumbling, and I've heard a lot of dirty language, but I've never heard too many foreign languages. And that wasn't the case, as Peter reminded them. But it's John that talks most about our being children of God. It's that gospel writer who tells us in 1 John, for instance, the second chapter, verse 29 and verses in the third, fourth, and fifth chapters,